Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2020 Reese's Senior Bowl, and we're here with the standout from Mississippi State, Ryan Cole. This is the most prestigious honor a senior athlete can get, is being down here in Mobile, Alabama. What's it like so far, just partaking in the whole thing?
Man, it's hectic, but I mean, it's just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm just real grateful, you know what I'm saying? I thank God for the past seasons I've had, and just I'm just grateful to be out here, you know, just be with some great caliber guys and to showcase what I can do.
Now, you're a talented kid. You got a lot of skills. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, were you the kid that was that much better than everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I kind of always went.
All right, how about this one? So Saturday rolls around, you're 6 or 7 years old. Are you scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I usually always score 4. I probably had 5 touchdowns one game in my life, but other than that, it was always 4, and I didn't touch the ball no more.
So did parents ever want to see the birth certificate saying, hey, man, this Brian Cole kid, he ain't 7?
Yeah, they tried to put in a rule, actually. I think I want to say 7th grade, because I was heavy. Like, I was always taller than everybody else. Okay. I hit my growth spurt early. And they tried to put in, like, a weight limit to, like, carry the ball. And I remember damn near fasting, trying to,
How old were you doing this?
I was, like, in 7th grade.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, like, 7th, 6th grade. I was, like, fasting, trying not to, I didn't eat at all that night, trying to get real skinny so I could make weight, so I could run, so I could carry the ball.
And then, so, like, I guess, hey, and then you continued to not, I mean, basically, you're that guy now.
God is good.
Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and give you the desire of your heart.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Amen.
So you're doing it, you're down here. So kind of take us through high school. Who was looking at you, and how did you, and you said you begin at Michigan,
yes,
Mississippi State, but, you know, what led you to Michigan, and then, you obviously, you know, you go off to the SEC.
Right. Well, high school, I always played a lot of sports. I was even on a swim team in middle school.
Wow.
But I ran track, played baseball, played basketball, and obviously football is my primary sport.
Okay.
Michigan was my first offer coming out of high school, and I was from Michigan, so I just decided to stay home. I fell in love with Coach Hope, and then after that, it didn't work out for me. I was playing receiver there. I went to JUCO. I went to junior college. I went to East Mississippi Community College.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was on Last Chance. You was on season 2. Check it out.
Were you?
Yeah, check it out.
I had some dreads.
I had like little baby dreads. I wasn't like a star in anything, but I played a little role in there.
Okay.
And then after that, Mississippi State offered me. I had a couple offers. I had the rival school too. We ain't gonna say that name. We don't mess with them. But and then I had Oregon State and Kentucky, and I decided to stay go to Mississippi State. I love Coach Mullen and his staff. They're just a great group of guys, and the strength staff, Coach Savage, all those guys. I just knew he was gonna work hard, and I had a good DB coach there, Ron English. He was my guy. And Terrell Buckley, my corners coach.
Oh, yeah, Florida State.
Yes, sir. They taught me a lot over the years. It was a great experience, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to go back and change anything. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for how everything turned out. God works in mysterious ways, and I don't feel like he brought me this far to fail. So I just got to work hard, give it all up to him. And whatever happens, happens. It is what it is, because he already knows the story. So I'm just grateful.
Now, you're down here. Scouts know about you. I mean, you're one of the better prospects at the position. I mean, watching tape, what are these scouts going to see that they're going to say, man, Brian, we love how you do this? I mean,
I got a lot of bursts. I saw a lot of good spurts, but I done moved around a lot playing position-wise. So I'm still kind of raw, but they know. I feel like coaches know that I'm very athletic and I'm very versatile. And what they can do with me is a lot, because I'm coachable too. So when I get molded into a position, I know that I feel like I'll be unstoppable, because I have a good group of professional guys around me, you know what I mean? So I'm just looking forward to it.
Where do you think you end up? I mean, position wise.
I don't know, either a safety. Some teams talking about playing a dime,
okay,
covering tight end, or like a still nickel position. They like me on the run support, things like that. But then I could play numbers to numbers. I got some range, so I mean, it is what it is. I just want to get paid, and I just want to help the team, though. First and foremost, I do want to help the team, but I definitely want to help my family in the end of all of it. So I'm just wherever they think best fits me, I can do it, and I feel like I'll excel at it.
Definitely. Now, one more, or a couple more, actually. But, I mean, you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, you know, Monday night football is going on, and you start getting text messages saying, hey, Brad, you know, when we see this kid at the next level, this is somebody that you know, might compare to or remind you of?
No, I mean, not from coaches or anything like that. I haven't really got
family, friends, anybody?
No, not really. I can really think of, you know what I mean? Just because I feel like I'm big. So, like, to play the nickel position, I feel like it's not too many big guys that are covering slots and quick guys. There's always more of a shorter guy, more of a quicker guy that can match up. So it's just the fact that I played the nickel that I haven't really got to make comparisons, because you only see, like, Malcolm Jenkins. I'm taller than him. But he might be the same size as me, though.
Right.
But I'm going to get big now, you know what I mean? So he like the same. I'm taller than him. Like, Tyrann Mathieu, he's more shorter, you know what I mean? So, but they're all good sizes, you know what I mean? And, like, that's the position for them, and I'm playing that position. So I feel like I'll get used like them. I get moved around to safety. Then I'll come up on the line of scrimmage. So just a lot of different things. I feel like I can be used.
I love it, man. I love it. I'm excited. Like I said, I cannot.
I appreciate it.
And you can, you know, I'm standing in front of them down here, guys. And like I said, you just, I mean, I'm around guys night and day. And I'm telling you, man, the size is going to blow your mind. Man, you got great size. Scouts are going to love that. Before
that.
We let you go, we call it three and out. A couple off the wall questions, a little lighthearted.
Okay.
You take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, now, Coach Mullen, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, Stephen Adegoke. He knows exactly who he is. If he hears his interview, he knows. And C.J. Morgan. But Stephen Adegoke actually is a GA for Coach Mullen on the Florida staff. And C.J. is one of our – he's a safety at Mississippi State.
Okay.
And they can always do great impersonations of them guys, of Coach Mullen. And, like, that coaching staff, they were real good at doing all the impersonations. But I can't do it, though.
Okay,
but,
that's all right.
But Stephen Adegoke and them, they spot on.
All right, nice. How about this one? You guys got a nickname or anybody in that Mississippi State Bulldog got some crazy?
I mean, everybody call me B. Cole, or they call me B. Like, everybody in Michigan call me B, but people like that just getting to know me or just met me for the first couple of years, everybody calls me B. Cole. But, like, everybody back home call me B, because they've been calling me B since elementary school growing up.
Yeah. My funny is my name's Brian, but everybody calls me Bo.
Yeah, okay.
And I even have a credit card with Bo on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm a second, though, too. I'm a junior.
Okay.
So my dad's side of the family, everybody called me BJ.
Okay. So,
because
you're a little one.
Right.
Now, this is the final question for you. We, at our last show before draft eve, we announced what female celebrity got the most votes. So we tally up the names. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, with Brian Cole, B. Cole, going to take the lunch.
Ooh.
Like I said, and this is my favorite question, because I could be like, what do you do well in the field? You're like, I run fast, I do this.
Yeah.
And then we have all the guys.
There's so many.
The same reaction is like, I got to think about
this. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's a lot of guys all say Rihanna,
Rihanna.
I'm trying to think of somebody different.
You get a ton of Megan Good, a ton of Rihanna.
Gabrielle Union. See, man. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Hold on. Man. I don't know. My mind's scattering, too. I'm trying to think. I mean, I might just take Amber Rose out. See where Amber Rose is on. I'm taking her out.
Oh, that's excellent stuff. Once again, Brian Cole here on the C2P. Again, man, we'd like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Have a fantastic week down here in Mobile.
Thank you. Hail State.
There you go.
This has been a C2P exclusive.